Dozens of gay couples lined up outside the New York City clerk's office this morning to obtain marriage licenses, but were turned away with a letter saying that gay marriages are illegal in the state. But upstate, the mayor of New Paltz, New York, says he'll continue conducting same-sex marriages. Prosecutors have charged Jason West with marrying 19 gay couples knowing they did not have marriage licenses. But West says that won't stop him.
This is an issue of civil rights, of human rights, of basic human decency. If you could have been here last Friday, you would have seen the love these people have for each other, and I'm just honored to be able to help them solemnize that.
Is this something you had planned to do, or are you doing it in response to what San Francisco started?
Both, actually. When I became mayor and could begin performing these marriages, I knew it was a possibility. I had a village attorney look into whether I could do same-sex marriages. He said it looked to him like it was legal here. And I had couples kind of informally approaching me. So we were planning to start some weddings in the springtime when the weather was nicer. But I think the events in San Francisco and Massachusetts, in New Mexico, and then when President Bush announced he wants to use the Constitution to restrict Americans' freedom, you know, it was clear to us that we needed to act now and not wait till spring.
Your state law says that a couple has to have a license.
And that's actually untrue. Article 3, Section 25 of domestic relations law says that as long as a marriage is properly solemnized by someone with authority to do so, you don't need a marriage license.
Therefore, what you're doing is not illegal, you feel?
Absolutely. And I think it's important to note that no one has challenged the legality of the marriages themselves. No one is claiming these marriages are null and void. No one is claiming these marriages are illegal.
Well, why the charge, then, if what you're doing is okay?
The charge is specifically that I married these people knowing they didn't have a marriage license. It's my firm belief that it's not myself that broke the law, but the New York State Department of Health. The Department of Health sent down orders to all city and town clerks not to issue same-sex marriage licenses in direct violation of our state constitution, which requires equal protection under the law. There's nothing in New York State law that says same-sex couples can't be married, and the Department of Health has taken it upon itself to discriminate in who they issue marriage licenses to.
One of your village trustees is asking a judge to order you to stop doing these weddings.
I'm disappointed in Bob Abel for that. I hoped he would stand up with me for civil rights and for human rights here and stand up with me to uphold our state constitution.
How do your other constituents feel about this?
Overwhelmingly positive. We had over 500 people here in support of these first rounds of marriage within 24 hours. I'm told last night when I went to court at 6 o'clock, I'm told we had over 1,000 supporters outside, rallying outside the courthouse. I've been getting hundreds of emails, hundreds of phone calls, and a smattering of criticism, but the response has been overwhelmingly positive.
And Saturday is going to be wedding day again?
It is, yeah. We're going to be marrying another small, limited number of couples by appointment only. We have a waiting list on our website. We're doing absolutely no walk-ins. If anyone just shows up to be married, I will not marry them, simply because we're a small village. We can't handle hundreds or thousands of people showing up to be married every day.
Well, you're going to be a busy guy.
My hope is, and I've been praying for this for a week, is that other mayors and clergy and judges step up to the plate and begin listening to their conscience and listening to the Constitution more than they listen to the governor.
Are you going to do time?
I don't think so, no. The district attorney said he's not interested in pushing for jail time. I think it's ridiculous to even think that someone will go to jail for marrying people, regardless of the other circumstances.
Jason West is the mayor of New Paltz, New York.